In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." This is certainly one of the great verses of the Bible, and certainly provides us with one of the great challenges in the Bible. Brother Max Patterson commented on this verse when he said, "The verse contains a command in that we're to seek something. It also contains an order and something that we're to seek first. And it also tells us what we should seek, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then it gives us the promise at the end of the verse that all these things shall be added unto you." And of course, in reference to some of the things that he had just mentioned there in chapter 6. But let us consider some of the meanings of the words that are mentioned here in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. We first think about the word seek that we mentioned. It's something that we have to search for or to look for in order to find it. It implies that there is an action involved, so we must seek after God, after his kingdom and his righteousness. But after we're seeking after something, it says to seek first. Implies importance, an order of importance, we might say. One who seeks a lost wallet will drop everything that he has, everything that he's doing, so that he might spend his time looking for that lost wallet. It took importance. It took precedence in his life. He's going to do that first before he does anything else until it is found. But then we see on, what should we seek first? Well, Jesus tells us we're to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, or the kingdom of God, the church. Only those in the church can receive and enjoy the benefits of God's kingdom. Well, what about the righteousness, he tells us? Well, that is obtaining or seeking the approval of God and doing what is needed to be acceptable to God. And then when we do these things, we notice that all these things will be added unto us, speaking in the context of the things mentioned earlier, things such as food and clothing, health, life, even our spiritual life. These things will be blessed in what we do. The point is, we don't need to worry about these things in life because we know that God will take care of them. If we're focusing upon God, if we're seeking him first in our lives, these other things will be added. They will be taken care of as a part of God's promise to us. But what are some other ways that we can seek God first in our lives? Certainly, we seek God in our obedience to his will. We think about the gospel plan of salvation. We show that we're seeking him first by obeying what the Bible says concerning salvation. When we hear the word, we'll choose to believe and we'll choose to reject. And if we believe it, then we'll do what God's word says concerning our salvation. We will confess the name of Jesus Christ. We will repent of our sins. And we'll have our sins washed away in baptism. And knowing that this will lead to a saved state. But more than that, it also stresses the importance of being faithful once one does become a Christian. We must be faithful until death. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. So if we're seeking God first, we're going to seek to be faithful in our lives. We also must seek God first in our worship assembly, in worshiping him upon the first day of the week as we're commanded to do under the New Testament law. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, it tells us not to forsake the assembly. And so we need to show that we seek God first in our worship. Also, we need to seek God first by living an example that is worthy of a Christian. Paul told Timothy to be an example to the believers in many things there in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. And we also need to seek God first in our care for others. The greatest blessing that will be added to those who seek first the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God, is that of heaven itself.